I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ever work with somebody who's doing something wrong but doesn't really care what you think? If you blow that up into international relations, you've got a major complication. We're going to explore that story more in a global context. Plus, we're asking you to get involved with a simple project that strengthens the church in Belize. But first, due to ongoing human rights violations taking place in Sudan, many have criticized former President Obama's decision to temporarily lift sanctions on Sudan. The Trump administration was scheduled to revisit that issue this month, but has since postponed the discussion until October. For now, the Sudanese government is refusing to negotiate. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says,
"It's a very difficult government to work with for obvious reasons. The human rights violations in Sudan across the board are horrendous."
The problem is this includes religious freedom violations like false charges against Christians, church demolitions, and a very unforgiving stance on conversion from Islam. Fuentes says, "Now is the time to consider whether sanctions have influence or if there's a better way."
"Our leaders have the potential to act creatively and look at new options to help people who are in a country that has horrific human rights violations, but they're not going to do it unless they hear from individuals."
The impact on the body of Christ is huge, so it's important to pray. And keep this in mind.
"We also remember that God can do amazing things in spite of man and in spite of what evil governments are doing and in spite of generations of oppression."
Next, homes, graveyards, shipping containers. These are the churches of the Eritrean Christians. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the government has cracked down yet again on Christianity.
"The government is very paranoid, and they see evangelical Christianity as destabilizing the country, or they'll bring, you know, an American agenda to Eritrea and cause all sorts of problems."
15 years ago, evangelical Christians began to face imprisonment and even execution for meeting in unregistered churches. Now, the government's making new efforts to catch believers in the act of worship.
"Christians started to meet in homes. The government got wise to that and then began arresting the evangelicals in church homes. They'd go to an evangelical wedding. They would arrest, you know, the bride and groom, everybody. And at one point, there were thousands of evangelicals in shipping containers and military prisons throughout the country."
Some believers have been imprisoned since the new laws against Christianity were put into place. Yet despite intense persecution, the Eritrean church hasn't given up.
"Even in the midst of the persecution, the shutting down of the, you know, the visible church, evangelical churches, the church is still growing. People are coming to know the Lord."
And how big is your home library? If there's even one book, it's already bigger than the collections in most homes in Belize. That's why Jason Wolford says Mission Cry aims to get a Bible or a Christian book into every home in Belize by November.
"If there's one thing that brings unity to the body of Christ, it's the Word and giving people the Word."
Just ask Pastor Manuel, a partner helping to distribute books and Bibles in Belize. While recruiting pastors to help with an upcoming event, he was turned down by a pastor from a different denomination. Later, he brought the man a Bible from the Mission Cry shipment anyway, and the pastor broke down crying, now ready to help.
"The powerful thing about that is that was a used Bible that was just sitting on someone's shelf, but instead it's now mended a relationship, it's opened doors, and most importantly, it's provided the Word of God that doesn't return void to a pastor who desperately needed it."
So do you have literature or other materials that you could send? There are 4 months and $75,000 left to raise before every home in Belize can have access to a Bible or a Christian book.
"We are giving the Word of God to people around the world. I'd ask not what you could do, but what God would have you do, and that you'd pray about it."
Look for the links on this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of faith, strength, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.